Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. In our last broadcast, we talked about the miracle of the table. That is the story which was invented by Muhammad. Amazingly, when we read Muslim scholars' interpretation like Ibn Kathir, he would tell you that is a miracle, whereas the Christians do not know anything about it. Only Muslims know about that miracle of Isa, son of Mary, which is the miracle of the table. That is when the disciples of Isa said to Isa, "Can your Lord send on us a table?" We read that story in our last broadcast from Quran chapter 5, beginning from verse 114. Obviously, we know that Muhammad was not talking about feeding the thousands, but he was talking about the feeding of the disciples. And as I have shared with you in our last broadcast, I believe Muhammad saw a picture from the Christians of Ethiopia about the Lord's Supper. So Muhammad assumed that that table actually was the answer of Allah concerning the request of Isa's disciples that may Allah send to them a table from heaven. Muslim scholars, on the other hand, went on and on with many fabrications where they explained that miracle to be the feeding of all the Jewish people in the thousands. And that's where I believe where that invented miracle by Muhammad in the Quran and the confusion of his scholars will fit with our biblical teaching concerning the feeding of the 5,000 men from the two small fish and the five loaves, which we read about in all the four Gospels. That is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And that is miracle number 19. So let us read what is written in the book of John, chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. For there we read, "After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him, because they saw his signs, which he performed on those who were diseased." Notice here, Jesus has healed many people who were sick, and because of that, people followed him. And they were a great multitude of people. In verse 3 we read, "And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, 'Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?'" In verse 6 we read, "But this he said to test him," that is to test Philip, "for he himself knew what he would do." In verse 7 we read, "Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother, said to him, 'There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?'" For here we see Andrew and Philip are in agreement. It is a hopeless situation. There is not enough food for all those people. In verse 10, we read, "Then Jesus said, 'Make the people sit down.' Now there was much grass in the place. So the man sat down in number about 5,000. Notice here, that is the number of men. Biblically, that is the 20 years and older, not counting the women and those who were 20 years and younger, which will make the number of the people at that place over 15,000. In verse 11, "And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish as much as they wanted. Here we see Jesus gives thanks to God, not asking God for permission to perform the miracle. In verse 12, so when they were filled, he, that is our Lord, said to his disciples, gathered up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost. In verse 13, we read, therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. That is the simplest reading to that passage. We do not see the disciples of Jesus asking Jesus to ask God to send a table from heaven. Jesus did not pray begging Allah for permission that he may allow him to perform that great miracle. We're talking about thousands of people who were listening to Jesus' teachings, and they were obviously getting hungry. And Jesus decided to feed all of them out of the lunch of a young lad. This is a great miracle. Thousands of people ate, and there were 12 baskets of leftover was gathered from all those who already eaten. And all that took place simply when Jesus gave thanks over 2 small fish and 5 loaves of bread. And now let us talk about the Lord's Supper. For in the book of Luke chapter 22, beginning from verse 8, we learn about Peter and John preparing the last meal. They did not ask Jesus to ask God to send a table from heaven, but they actually bought the food themselves and prepared the last meal, which we read in detail in the book of Luke chapter 22, beginning from verse 8. And he, that is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat. In verse 9, so they said to him, where do you want us to prepare? And he, that is our Lord, said to them, behold, when you have entered the city, a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house which he enters. Then you shall say to the master of the house, the teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Then he will show you a large furnished upper room. There make ready. In verse 13 we read, so they went and found it just as he, that is our Lord, had said to them, and they prepared the Passover. Notice here, even the Passover meal, where Muhammad learned about the table where Jesus was sitting with his disciples, that meal was not a miracle at all. It was simply a place where Jesus had the last meal with his disciples before his crucifixion, which took place as the night of the Passover meal on that Friday. And once again, it was the disciples of Jesus who prepared the meal, and it was not that some food came down from heaven on a table or without a table. Well, let's move on to miracle number 20. That is when our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ walked on water. Do you understand what it is? It's against nature. It is not scientifically possible for somebody to walk on water. And that is exactly what our Lord did. And we can read about that miracle in the book of Matthew chapter 14, beginning from verse 22. This miracle took place after Jesus fed the multitude. For Jesus in verse 22 immediately made his disciples to get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And then we learn from verse 23 that Jesus went up to the mountain alone where he was praying that evening. Now, as for the boat, in verse 24 we read, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. I understand that Jesus is able to do anything, including walking in water. Notice we do not read before that verse that Jesus prayed to God and asked him for permission. Please, I want to walk to my disciples. They already left me some hours ago. And give me permission, O God, that I may walk on water. No, he just simply walked on water by his own power, by his own strength, because he is God Almighty. He made the water, he made the wind, he can control it, even to carry his own flesh as he walked on it.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Now, in verse 26, we learn that the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, and they were troubled. And they thought it was just his ghost, and they were very afraid. But Jesus spoke to them in verse 27 and said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." Now, Peter was very courageous. He actually told Jesus, "Lord, if it is you, command me that I may come to you." And Jesus said to him, "Come." Peter left the boat, and he actually walked on water that he may go to Jesus. But when Peter realized that the wind was severe, he began to drown. And he cried out, "Lord, save me." And in verse 31 we read, "And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, 'O you of little faith, why did you doubt?' And they both entered the boat," as we read that in verse 32. And then we learn that the wind ceased. What a great miracle. Not only Jesus was able to walk on water by his own strength without any prayer lifted up to God, but even Peter, his disciple, according to the command of Jesus, he himself was able to walk on water. But sadly, because he did not have enough faith, he was about to drown. But thanks be to God that Jesus will not let Peter or you or I to drown. That is, if we cry out to him, he will reach out with his hand to deliver us, as he did to Peter in this great miracle. In miracle number 21 in the list of the 37 miracles which were mentioned in the Bible, we read about Jesus heals many sick in Gennesaret as they touch his garment. Not just one, but many. That's why, as we said earlier, not all the miracles which Jesus performed are mentioned one by one. And we read about that miracle in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 34, 35, and 36. For there we read, "When they crossed over," that is the Sea of Galilee, "they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him," that is our Lord, They sent out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick. How many? We do not know. They may be in the hundreds, they may be in the thousands. In verse 36, we read, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched it were made perfectly well. Are you realizing what's happening? It is one miracle after another. First, he fed the thousands from two small fish and five loaves of bread. Then he walked on water. Now he is healing all the sick people from surrounding areas. And by the way, all those sick people did not say, oh, Jesus, would you please beg God and ask him if he will give you the permission to heal us? No, they just simply believed if they touch the hem of his robe, they will be healed. Yes, Allah and the Quran said that Isa, son of Mary, healed the sick. But he never tell us how, or where, or when, or who. All what the Quran said is that Isa, son of Mary, performed miracles of healing. How? By Allah's permission. When in reality, as we have seen so far, we are in miracle number 21. And not once yet did Jesus ask God to give him permission to perform a miracle. But here we see all those sick people were healed simply because they touched the hem of his robe and they became perfectly well. Let's move on to miracle number 22. And that is Jesus heals a Gentile woman's demon-possessed daughter. As it is written in the book of Matthew chapter 15, beginning from verse 21 through 28. And the account summary goes as follows. Jesus was traveling towards Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman who was shouting in a loud voice, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But Jesus, in verse 23, did not answer her with any word. And the disciples asked Jesus, just let her go. She is screaming after us. And the answer in verse 24 of Jesus was, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And I love it how Muslims use that verse to build a huge doctrine that Jesus was a Jew sent to the Jews. He was not sent to the Gentiles. He did not have any respect or love to any other people, and on and on and on. But let's continue with what took place in that passage, because in verse 25 we read, then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But Jesus answered in verse 26 and said to her, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And boy, oh boy, once again, when Muslims read such verses, they said, look, Jesus is calling human dogs. That is very disrespectful. What kind of man is that? You see, that is a great evidence that your Bible has been corrupted. This could not be the prophet Isa, which we Muslims believe in. Obviously, first of all, they're taking these words of our Lord out of context because they did not even bother to read the following verses. But here is the answer for such Muslims. If you open your Quran, you will discover that Allah actually is much worse than you think. Here is what Allah said in Quran chapter 8 and verse 22. Surely the worst creatures before Allah are the deaf, the dumb, those who do not understand. Excuse me, what? You mean the ones whom Allah made dumb and deaf? You mean the ones whom Jesus had compassion on and he loved and healed? Yes, according to the word of Allah in the Quran, they are the worst of the creatures. Muhammad could not heal them, and Allah declares them to be the worst of the creatures. Similar to that is what is written in the same chapter, that is Quran chapter 8 and verse 55. And there Allah also stated, surely the worst creatures before Allah are those who became infidels, so they do not believe. Excuse me. Who made the infidels according to the words of Allah in the Quran? It is Allah, because as we shared before, Allah leads astray whom he wills, and he guided whom he wills. So obviously Allah is the one who made the infidels, and in the same time, in his word, Quran 8:55, he declared to us that those infidels are the worst of the creatures. Now let me add to you one more verse. That is what is written in Quran chapter 98 and verse 6. For there we read, surely those who became infidels from the people of the book and polytheists will abide in the fire of hell forever. Those are the worst of the creatures. That is all the Christians? Yes. All the Jews? Yes. All the polytheists? Yes. And once again, let me remind you, it is Allah who made them infidels. And now Allah declared in His word of the Quran that they are the worst of the creatures. Now let's go back to the Bible to see how the account ended. For after our Lord Jesus said to the Canaanite woman in Matthew chapter 15, verse 26, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. The woman answered in verse 27 by saying, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Listen to what Jesus said in verse 28. A verse Muslims do not like to read, and on purpose they skip. That is, Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. Did Jesus say, you're a dog, you're the worst of the creatures? No. He actually acknowledged her great faith as it is written, great is your faith. And that's when Jesus healed her daughter by simply saying the word, let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. What a great miracle our Lord and our Savior Jesus performed to show us, as we have seen once again, without praying to God, without God giving him permission, because he is God Almighty who came in the flesh. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.